From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Child Divinity, in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
This story covers old stories and origin myths. Parents may want to listen first.
Child Divinity is a small being of pure light, her head tilted, as if listening to secrets only she can hear.
She stands in a chunky, small but radiant pose, a figure of comforting hums and the scent of warm milk and ancient paper.
I am Child Divinity. Some powers are not learned. They are simply there from the very start.
I teach the pattern of the newborn with power. This is the divine child motif.
This pattern repeats across traditions. A divine figure appears in infancy, already possessing their full, wondrous power.
Infant Krishna, from Hindu traditions, lifts a mountain to protect his people. His power is already present.
Baby Hermes, from Greek myths, steals cattle from a god on his very first day. He is already a powerful trickster.
Child Divinity was never taught this lesson. She simply arrived knowing it, a truth held in her small, glowing hands.
A visitor, frustrated by slow learning, once dismissed the figures as just cute babies in fairy tales.
That is a mistake. We never trivialize the divine child traditions or conflate their unique stories.
The lesson is wonder and protection. We honor each tradition's truth and reverence.
The newborn with power, the divine child motif, a power that needs guarding until it grows into its role.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core English Language Arts.
If anything in this story brought up big feelings, talking to a trusted adult helps. You can also reach support lines anytime.
Call or text 988. To talk with someone.
Or text the word HOME to 741-741.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.